Vav, Afak Ba'ayis Vav in the Arkos Yashem. Sanu Chachamim Ben Bak Bak Oymer, Afak Ba'ayis Vav, Afak Ba'ayis Vav. Search in Torah, I guess, I can't think of a better word.
Delve into the
Torah. The cooler bars, all in Torah. Ba'ayis Taxi, and with there you will see the Siv Ubalaba. The Siv Ubalaba means get old.
Yeah.
And what's Bala?
Warn.
And warn in it, and not like Sophia. And don't move from it. Say, look, me the type of man, there's nothing better. A pirush of Rabbi Yaina and Rabbi Yaina explained that Fach Ba Chazor al Divrei Torah. Chazor. Shekol Chachmas Ha'ilim Kula Ba. All the Chachma of the world is included in Torah. Ad Kan L'Shainai. That's what Rabbi Yaina says. V'ayisig v'shakur b'Torah. Ein Tzarech L'Shum Chachma Acheres. If you learn Torah with depth, you don't need anything else. Shekol Yochol L'Dat Min HaTorah. You can know everything from Torah. V'amru, and it says, and this is in the Medrash. What's the name of that Medrash? Forgot already. A Perikin says, Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Abba, Ma'atu Ani Chutzah Sarekia. I know the streets of the sky, the ways of the sky. Kshem Shani Ma'atu Chutzah Sarekia. Like I know the streets of Narda. Did Shmuel Alon Rekia? Did Shmuel ever go up to Rekia to study the Chutzah Sarekia? And like they said, he learned what's in the upstairs, the constellations in the sky. He learned from Torah. I'm a gracious rabbi. A philosopher said the biggest lady, the common nochus mylan. A philosopher wanted to know how many years does it take for a snake to give birth. How long is the gestation period of the snake? Even Shirai saw the snakes engaging with each other. Not my menasna b'chavis to put them in a barrel. They masked them in zaynus at yoldu, and he gave them food. Could he watch them? How long it takes for them to give birth? Even shalus skenim l'raimi. When the skenim came to Rome, shalus from Gamliel, so they asked from Gamliel. They challenged him. Amalar makama nagash mylet layochol l'shiva. He couldn't answer them. The niskarkim upanav, and he turned red. That's what I think niskarkim upanav means. Turned colors. And Rabbi Shua met him, and he saw Rabbi Gamliel look sickly. I was asked the shayla. I couldn't answer. What was the shayla? Rabbi Shua answered it simple. It takes 7 years. How do you know? A living dog. A dog is a chayat tamea, a mylid b'chamishim yayim, and it gives birth at the 50-day gestation period. A behemah tamea, a domesticated non-kosher animal, you let us the good beis chaydish. Uksiv araratim mikol ha-behemah mikol chayat tasada. You are cursed more than any animal and more than any wild animal. That's what the snake was told. Shem shabehemah min ha-chayat shiva, just like a behemah, seven times the curse of the chayat. When it turned in the morning, Ramasa, morning or night, one of the two. What? I think it means when the morning came.
He translated as an evening. Ramses, evening.
Evening, thank you. Evening. He told them. So the philosopher started banging his head at the wall. I worked 7 years, and he was able to tell me with one measurement.
Read.
The master rabbi. He wanted to make a party for the senators of Rome. Have a time in Reb Lazar Reb Yaisi. Amalei Nimlach, if any rate, ask. They told him, Amar, okay, we'll see about it. That's tomorrow. We're going to stop right here. I started the recording already, Dr. Brett. You don't have to worry. We are up to your test on the base. We're going to start again. From 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines to the bottom. Ziri Amar Reb Chanina. Thank you very much. Ziri Amar Reb Chanina. Ziri said in the name of Reb Chanina, V'dam Machayla Sharash. The Dam Maka that we're talking about, that is the shade of red, that is Dam Bidus, is the blood of the head louse. Meisve. Harga Machayla Sharash Tayloba. Because a woman finds a spot, and Rashi, we learned yesterday, says, it's going into Mandiyamar that says that even less than a Machayla's If she kills a louse, she can assume it's from the louse. Now she speaks out, and according to the Mandiyamar, the chest must be bigger than a louse. We don't need this. Obviously, it's going like the Mandiyamar that says less than a louse. But it says, Machoilus, my love, the Kula Gufa, doesn't that mean anywhere in the body? And Ziri limited it to the head louse. So the Gemara line, the Raisha, it's the head louse. Dr. Ashi, my love, Machoilus, the Kula Gufa. That's what I think we were up to. Al-Makol, Machoilus, Daimeladan, Nida. So we see all lives are similar to the blood of Nida. But Amradam, Machoilus, Sharaish. And you, Ziri, said, only the louse of the head. Who the Dam Mila Dam Midas? That's what's similar to Dam Midas of the Shara Govlai, period. So again, so far we've had Dam Shar Shachut, Dam Amaka Tchilas Hakla. I'm sorry, Dam Shar Shachut. That was the first one. The second one was the Tzipor Chaya. We didn't know whether it meant the blood of a healthy bird or the blood of a living bird. And the third Mandiyama said like the louse of a head. Now we go to the fourth one. Ami Vardinoa. Ami from Vardinoa. Right? It's the name of a place according to the second Rashi Shat. First Rashi Shat we will see when we read Rashi. Ami Rabavo. It's said in the name of Rabavo. Didam Espas Ktana Shoyad. It's like the blood of a little finger, of the pinky. Shanakfa that got wounded. Vachaisa and healed. Vachaisa and Nakfa. And got re-wounded. It's amazing how they recognize the different shades between wound number one and wound number two. And this would have to be wound number two. But Loisha Kaladam, not everybody, also Bochar, a young man, so Loisha didn't get married. Meaning marriage or age can change the shade of the color of blood. If he's not young, or if he's married, even if he is young, then the shade is not like blood, like Dam Midas. Ad Kama, how young is young? Ad Ben Esrim, 220. Mesra. Taila Bibna Babaila. The Mishnah says that if her son or husband were bleeding, right, a husband were bleeding, she can assume that the blood is the husband's blood. Now, if you're telling me that a married man can't have the blood of Nidus, only if he didn't get married, so how can she assume that the husband's blood is the blood? It's a different shade than Nidus. And any Rav in those days, that passed in Maris would be able to discern the difference. And for the Gemara, Mishkagasla, he can have a son under 20. And Labaila, Mishkagasla, you said it has to be somebody not married. He married but never consummated the marriage. It's the consummating the marriage that changes the shade of the color of blood. Amazing what marriage does to you. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Amivardada, no Cheveret. He was this nice-looking, handsome-looking, like a rose. But getting currently, I'm a shopper now. I mean, a very nice person, a very handsome person. There's a place called Vardina. It's an Erev and Dav Memtas. Taila Kisma Bibnaba Baila. And yes, Mahamak, if they have a wound, Shemin Notavallah might have dripped on her, because she's Shaykh from Yachad. Right? So if a woman finds a kesem in her clothing, and she was near her son or her husband, who has a wound, she can safely assume that the blood came from the wound. Alma dam bina baila dam daimala dam nidus. So Mishnah Beneska bina Mishkachas was Shnai Nasa. He's not a married son. Ela baila hanasa. If it's her husband, he obviously married. And you said marriage changes the shade of the color. And the answer is, it's not the act of marriage as much as the act of consummating the marriage. Rav Nachman Amar, another shita in how much, what color the blood is. Kedam hakaza. Like the blood of when one lets blood. Rashi, Rav Nachman Amar Masnisen Koi. Meisvei. Maisa v'talu Rameir. Rameir was Taila Kesem, Sakt Rashi, meaning again, a woman came with a spot. And the question was, did it come from her, or was there another source? And I mentioned this number of times, and we're going to see this throughout the Masechta, that by a Kesem, if there's another source, we go with the other source, because the woman did not have Hargasha. It is not a question of a biblical Nida, it's a question of a rabbinic Nida. So, v'talu Rameir b'kilur. Kilur is eye makeup, eye medicine.
Oh, real.
What?
A medicinal lotion. A medicinal lotion to the eye.
Medicinal lotion, thank you. The Rebbe told him a Sraf Shikma. And Rebbe said it came from the sap of a sycamore tree. Right? So we see, my love, Aedim, that they consider that as red as Anita. Right? So we see that, I mean, this can't be, you know, but see, Rashi explains that how can you tell me there's a difference between a single and a married man, and the single, a difference between the louse of the head and the louse of the rest of the body, and say that sycamore sap and this medicinal lotion is the right color. It's not the same as the young boy's blood, it's not the same as the louse of the head. It's not on the red. There were other colors. The fenugreek juice, the dirt from the leaf of the crocus. Those things, you could be Tyla in saps, right? It was that kind of, again, in the real shade of red, of the word red, this would not have been a clear. This is not red of the maca. This is not the dam maca that we were talking about. However, in the other shades of Lidus, which come in a different shade than the sycamore sap and the or the medicinal lotion, could be a tliya. Rashi, Bekilur, Am Plauster, Edoy Mowitz Red, Venis Askabai, she worked with it. Because if she didn't work with it, where did it come from? Am Akilur, Daimer Ladam Lidus, I forgot by Sumakilur, hey, it's not that red. The Kashulu Kulu, it's all the Mandi Amram, the Daiki that made a difference between the Bachadam Bachar Ladam Nasui, between the blood of a Bachar to a married man, the Sumak Trey, so Bachar's blood is redder. Ben Dam Achelus, a Reish, the Tsar Dam Achelus, and the, between the blood of a louse of a head to the other louses. Viter. Dr. Gamar Viter. A Maimer Masu.
Rebbe, can I ask you a question? Rebbe, yes. Why would he assume it's on a sycamore tree? Well, she was climbing a tree?
She was around a tree. She was working with the sap of a tree. I mean, all these things, is if there was access to that, and it made sense that it might have come from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for Kesem. Dr. Gemara Vaitra, Maimer Masutra Ravashi Abayasri Kamiyomna. A Maimer of Masutra Ravashi was sitting in front of a person who used to use a tube to let blood out of people. That was his job. He was a bloodletter. They took, when he took a tube of blood out of a person, they took it to Meimar. Chazi looked at it. This is red. They took him a second tube, meaning after the first tube came out, he took out a second tube, so they took him the second tube. Amalu ishtini. It's changed. It's a different shade. This is not red. Ravashi, this is my, Ravashi was there. He was one of the people that took this. Tamemar. Ravashi, I'm going to know. Leidani ben Hailai. I can't tell the difference. Let me buy Lila Mefzadama. I'm out of a job. I can't pass in blood. I can't tell the difference. So Ravashi already refused to pass in shades. Rashi. The Malkus Dam Bekarim ben Hailai ben Kamal Labasra. I don't see the difference between number one and number two. And since I can't tell the difference, and I'm Maimar, clearly was able to see the difference, obviously, it's not my job. I can't paskin these kind of maris. Now, you can paskin between red and blue, but you can't paskin between the different shades of red. Nothing my vitre. Shachar kecheres, black like copper sulfate. Amarabba barbuna cheres amru joy. It's ink. Rashi, cheres amru joy, claimer. Like kechacharuris cheres hanitach b'mayim. Not like the blackness of the copper sulfate that was melted in water. It's the copper sulfate that was melted into ink. Tanya Rami Yochi Shachar Kecheres V'Shachar Shem Ujoy V'Lei Mujoy. So why don't we say ink? Why do we have to say copper sulfate? I would think like the weak part of the ink, and the Rashi is going to explain what it means. Kamash Mlonki Harusa did use the blacker part of the ink. Rashi, ki pachusa did use klishas hajoy, the weaker ink, shakli malay. What happens is when you have a keli full of ink, yayre shakruris hacheres lamata, the darker part goes down. And on top, it's clearer. I guess it sinks to the bottom. That's why you shake it up. Exactly. It's like orange juice or like a lot of other things that if you take it, you're getting the lesser quality, lesser thickness, whatever you want to call it, on the top than on the bottom. That's why you shake it to mix it up. So the same thing is true by ink, and therefore it's the bottom, it's not the top. It's the blacker part, not the less black part. Yes, doctor.
The proper term is actually not melted, nor is it dissolved. It can be referred to as either a colloid or a suspension. But you've got the very fine copper sulfate, which is suspended in the carrier, which then evaporates, and you have the solid letter on
fine.
The parchment.
I'll take that. I have no reason to disagree. Ibailahu. Malacha be'avesta, is this dried out copper sulfate from the ink? Or is it while it's still wet? Rashi, malacha be'joy lacha k'dmefaris, be'avesta. Shishkein derech, this is the normal. For nice necheres be'joy, they put the copper sulfate into the ink. Kishishokin klipois hakaitzim, when they cook the peels of the harvesters, and I don't know what that means, b'umis yavesh, and it dries out. So we take a dry part of that ink, dried out ink, or the wet ink. I don't know what klipas hakaitzim is. Kaitzim, I'm sorry. Thank you. I don't have that here. When I prepared, I had it, but I didn't remember. Klipas hakaitzim, they used to use thorns, the shell, the peels of the thorns, whatever you want to call them, the bark, the peel of the top. And that's how they made the ink. And when they cooked it, they put in this copper sulfate, and then it dried out. So you take the dry or the wet. Tashamad Rav Ami Poli Kurta did the use of. He cracked pieces of this dry ink. Ubadik Bani used that as a color. So we see clearly that it is the dry ink. Rashi Poli Kurta did the use of. Bakeya Chatichas Dayava, she cracked pieces of dry ink. I can't hear what you're saying.
Use galna. The shells of the colnuts.
Are you reading it from somewhere, or is this your own story?
What that means. Probably.
It says klipas hakaitzim.
Of the prickly stuff.
Kite, maybe, okay. Nothing my right, I'm reviewed on my Shmuel Kinchir. If it looks like as black as wax, black wax, kajai, like ink, ta'anav, like a black grape, tamea, that is considered the black color that is coming. The Mishnah said darker than cheres is tamei. It was referring to the these things, black wax or a black grape. Rashi, biting by Mara Dam Shokar, Kitsir, Shavish Shaira, Kanavim, Avnavim Shairim. Mishnah Rina Kir, Shem Esav Shokar. So Rashi has two pshatim and what Kir means, either black wax or a certain kind of black grass. Amar Avula, Kizayas, Kizephas, Ukairev, the black olive. I don't know if there's a thing as other olives. I know nothing about olives. I thought olives were green. But obviously there's a black olive. And Kizephas, like pitch, tar. Ukairev, like a raven, is tar. That's lighter than ink. Vizal Shishaninu, Diamikan tar. Lighter than copper sulfate is tar. And these things are lighter. And you better know your blacks well if you can tell the difference. Rashi? No Rashi. Ula Amar Kilvusa Siyua. Ula said, it's like the color of the clothing that they made in the city of Siyua. That is black in the Mishnah. That is the shear of black. Black is, what is the shear of copper sulfate? You look at this clothing they make in that city, that's the black you're looking for. Rashi, Ule Ashokhu de Masnisen Koy de Koni Tameh, going in the black that the Mishnah said Tameh, so you are Shem Mokum, Goyzin Sham Abushim Shairim, they wore black clothing. Ule Ukla Le Pumpadisa, Ule came to the city of Pumpadisa, Chazil Ahutaya, he saw this Arab guide, the Lovish Labusha Uchma, that was wearing black clothing. Amaluhu, so he said to his Tamidim, Shokhur de Nankiyai, this is the black. So Martu Mene Porta Porta. So they all grabbed the thread. They wanted to have a piece of the black. So they ran to the poor Arab. It wasn't such a poor Arab by the time they finished. But they grabbed the clothing and they basically took it apart with everybody grabbing a piece so they should be able to pass Gemaris. Yavu Be'arva Me'zuzi. That's why I said he wasn't such a poor man at the end. They paid him 400 zuz for the cloak. Rashi? No Rashi. These are the kelim that the bathhouse attendants use. That come from the other side of the sea. That's the color of black. Are these clothing black? Rabbi Yannai told his children, Banai, my children, Altik Baruni, don't bury me, Leib kelim shchayrim, not with black shrouds, and that was white shrouds. Shechayrim, why don't I want to bury in black? Shema Eska, maybe I'll be Zaycha, Ve'ayakavu ben Achsanim. By wearing black, I'll be the mourner between the grooms, meaning they're all going to be wearing white, and I'm going to be wearing black. I'll stick out like a sore thumb. And Levonim, don't give me white, Shema Loy Eska. Maybe I'll be doomed somewhere else. Ve'ayakachasim ben Avelim. And I'll be like the groom amongst Avelim. So keep me neutral. I don't want to be black and I don't want to be white. I want to be like the bathhouse attendant's clothing that comes from overseas. That means Almalav Uchminin. It's not black. Rashi says it's red. If you're talking about what they're actually wearing, the cloak, that's red. But if you want to know the sheets they use, and the tablecloth they use, Cyrus the table, that's black. Rashi, Shema Eska, they're interesting, Rashi. We'll get to that in a second. Ulyan, Balonim, bathhouse attendants, Mechamimei Mechatzois, that heat up the bathhouse, Lashanach, Shemokim, the name of a place. Shema Eska, Legan Eden, Batadikim, Luvashim, Levonim. Now, this Rashi is a matter of people discuss it, because, number one, did they wear clothing in Gan Eden? Is Rashi telling me that there's some clothing there and the tachrichim will make a difference in what color clothing the person has in Gan Eden? And all the other tzaddikim that went in, they were confident to be white? Right? They didn't tell their kids, keep me red. They said, you know, they didn't say anything. So they were buried in white. And here is, who is the Amira here? Rabbi Yannai. He was worried about it. You know what I mean? It seems like. And so therefore, some Achrayim, again, argue on Rashi. Rashi's Rashi. It'll always remain Rashi. And Rashi seems to say, no, the Tachrichim will make a difference in what they wear in Gan Eden. This is Rashi, not Yitzchak Margaretin. He says, Shema Eskim Gan Eden, right? And it seems like you have to bring along the clothing. They don't give you a pair there. That's what it seems like. I'm just reading Rashi. The Eishaisim wants to say that's Matrinus Hameisim. People get up with their clothing. That's brought down in Chazal. So he said, I'll get up, Matrinus Hameisim. Maybe I'll be Zaycha, and I'll be amongst the Tzadikim who'll be wearing white, and I'll still be in black because I was buried in black. Or maybe I won't be Zaycha, and I'll be up with the Matrinus Hameisim people who are wearing black, which again is a discussion of why they're there. But let's say they're there, and they're not the big Tzadikim, but they made it. Or at least they made it temporarily, and I'll be wearing white amongst the ones that are wearing black. That's what the Eishaisim says. I just want to mention that that is brought in Chazal. The Matrius Hameisim people get up with the clothing they were buried in. That's brought in Chazal. I know a person, a Chashavid, his name was Rabbi Friedlander. He was a Rav in Baltimore. He got smicha from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan died in 1905. So I still remember him. He was obviously an older person by the time I knew him. He was nifter. He asked. He was a short person. He asked that the takrichim be sewn according to the measurements of his body because they have standard size takrichim. He said, because when he gets up for Tchias HaMetzim, he'll wear this big baggy clothing. So, yeah, this is a chash of a rav. I'm not talking about some water carrier. You know what I mean? I'm talking about a rav. Not that I'm knocking down water carriers. Right? They made it into Torah. But he asked that it be made to his size because when he gets up for Tchias HaMetzim, he doesn't want to be wearing this baggy clothing. I'm just saying over what I heard. I probably was married already. Probably it was in the late 1970s. But he had to be from Baruch HaShocha. So it's not a bad thing.
Rebbe?
Anyway. Yes. Again,
Rebbe,
one second. You have to wait. When you're on the phone, you wait till after the people that are here. That's the rule. When you're here, you get to talk first. When you're on the phone, you have to wait your turn in line. Yes, Doctor.
Shayim getting up, the lesson is very, they said very strongly, that and it's also Rosh Hashanah, I think Dr. Zion, that everyone and everything is.
I knew you would say that. I could have predicted that. I've been hearing it for the last 25 years. I didn't say not. I didn't get involved in that. I said, all I said was, whether it's temporary or forever, because the Gemara says in the Dharam, I'm struggling by, I'm not getting involved in that. I'll let that to people that can handle that, not me. Next statement.
Actually, there's three statements. The next statement after that is that there's a very interesting verse of the, when Rabbanu Shalom himself was taking clothes of the Tava in Gane, the original Gane. And he says that Rabbanu Shalom, because there's Rashi says that now we go back to the Surah, which is a long statement, and there Sada says that the Rabbanu Shalom, therefore, was already on the way to deliver the clothes. The importance of the clothes is not simply that they shouldn't be uncovered. The importance of the clothes is necessary for them to serve the Rabbanu Shalom.
Fine. Okay, next. And third statement.
And finally, as far as the Korach Moshe said, I looked up all night to, because I couldn't remember whether they were used to prepare the parchment or prepare the ink. You are absolutely right. It's used to prepare the ink.
Yeah, you might get.
We are talking about copper sulfate. The walnuts are used to prepare an iron based ink, which is going to be a different color than the black based ink.
If
he was, if everyone was wearing white and he was wearing red, he'd still probably stand out a bit.
Not again. The difference is it's not a color of Bailiff. He didn't want to be an Avo Bein Levenim. He doesn't mind to be an Anav Bein Levenim. He doesn't view himself as a great tzaddik, but he didn't want to look like an Avo Bein Al Achsanim.
Future as far as
You have to talk to somebody who knows these things. I'm a very, very big Amaretz, and I try to keep my feet planted very firmly on planet Earth, and therefore anything that takes my feet off planet Earth, I try to say, Yitzchak Margaretin, you don't know what you're talking about, just stay wherever you might think you understand. I have no idea what's going to happen. And anybody, there are people that do know, maybe I don't. I assume I'll find out.
Because of Gan Eden over here, and
I believe
you spoke about Chesed
Meitzim. That's after Gan Eden, correct.
After Gan Eden.
Well, people that die now, where do they go?
Where Gan Eden?
There's the Gan Eden. And then what happened to Chesed Meitzim? They're after Gan Eden. Whatever it is, it's after Gan Eden. So anything past that, you're talking to the wrong person. I have no idea. I told you I try to keep my feet firmly planted. Because I don't understand. So this way, at least I can claim I understand things. When I get to that point, I know that I don't understand. Yes?
We talk about it every day at the end of the
show. I know. Very well aware.
Rabbi?
By the way, talking at the end of Shacharis is like the Rambam Shita. Shnishma Kushacha Baylam Azeh, Venizke Venirish Taiba Bracha Vishneya Maisa Mashiach Ulachaya Lamaba. That means not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds in Maisa Mashiach are like now. According to the Rambam, it would be Shanishma Hukecha Bailam Azeh Uli Maisa Mashiach. Venisk Veniris Taiva Lachai Alam Abba. Here it says Shanishma Hukecha Bailam Azeh. Venisk Veniris Taiva Bracha. Maisa Mashiach Ulachai Elam Abba. It counts Maisa Mashiach as not Elam Hazeh. It was pointed out to me by somebody who lived in town. I don't know if anybody remembers him, Dr. Moshe Berger. He showed it to me once. He said the Chayra was saying Ramban Shita in Mavolitia. Anyway, next.
Rabbi?
Yes, Harvey.
I'm just trying to understand the concept. With the Chayim, or your Rabbi Friedlander going before Rabbanu Sha'olam, is your goof going? Or is your Neshama going?
Rabbi Friedlander was talking about Kriyas HaMeisim, which would be goof and Neshama.
That was my confusion. So the goof is still shrouded.
Right. By Kriyas HaMeisim. It's recreated with the shrouds because bodies decompose. Unless a person is a huge person that doesn't decompose, they do decompose. So obviously the Rebbeinu Shem does Kriyas HaMeisim, he recreates. You know, Rabbi Yanko Kona had 18 ways of understanding Kriyas HaMeisim, whatever it was, 8 different ways, whether it's the DNA or whether it's, he had like a whole different thing, Rabbi Yanko Kona. But whatever way it works, the body's recreated with its shroud. That's what it says in Chazal. So I'm just saying over a story. Now, in this Gemara, Rashi seems to say that they carry their shrouds with them in Gan Eden, whether it's in its physical form or in a spiritual form based on the physical form. Whatever I'm going to say now, I'm making up, and therefore I'll just say I don't understand. Okay. Yes, Doctor.
Can you come back?
Can you wait 1 second? Yes. I don't need to get more confused than I am. I don't understand what that means. And again, as I said, as I try to keep my feet firmly planted on the ground where I can answer questions and talk as if I know, rather than talk about things that I can say, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm talking anyway. I'd rather not do that. Yes, Dr. Harris.
This might take you out of your comfort zone, but like, do we come back as a Zakein, as a young man? How do we come back?
Honestly, we'll find out. Stick around. What am I supposed to tell you? I don't know. It's not out of my comfort zone. It's out of my zone, let alone my comfort zone. I don't know what I'm talking about, so why should I make it up? Dr. Gemara Vayta. By the way, it doesn't even bother me. I don't lose sleep overnight that I don't know what's going to happen at Kriyas HaMeisim. That's not what bothers me when I go to sleep. Dr. Gemara Vayta. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel B'kulan Ebeitkin L'gavi Matlus Levana. When you check these, the 5 shades of blood, you have a white background. A white, I would use the word shmata, but shmata usually is dirty. So a white cloth, a white cloth. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, v'shachar agav ha'adayim. Black can be checked on red. Not sure why, Dr. Ashi. V'kulan. I don't know, I didn't do the Rashi before. Glimi Orion Havisumki. The cloaks are red. Avabasari Kigamap of a sudden. The tablecloths and the sheets, Ulorayan, that come from Ulorayan, that are Ulorayan from the bathhouse attendants, Havishkairim. The Kulan Hamisha Damim. Matlus Lavana, Maris Hadamim Nikoramba. The shade is easily much more visible when you contrast it with white. The Shachar Dam Shachar Nidru Kimarisa Im Shachari. Whether it's as black as copper sulfate, a diamikan, agave baget edam, you can tell it on red. Dr. Gemara Vayter, I'm going to give him a gift of light pligi. Habashachar, habashar dami. Not a machloikas, because everybody agrees. The other ones have to be on white, and the black can be done on red. Mask of Loravashi, hakilemish mochos mi shachar. Let it say besides for black. They're arguing whether you can check black on red. I just want to make sure there's no Rashi. Go ahead, yes.
Know what he's going to be coming out of? Why would you use a red one if you don't know that he's going to have black?
Again, the way I understood it, I hear what you're saying, but I didn't understand it that way. I understood that when the Rav looks at the deacon cloth she brings him, which is white, he takes it and puts it on a background. He puts it on a white cloth.
Oh.
So he has a better, because contrast. Now you're asking me, why isn't the white Badika glove enough of a contrast? I don't have an answer. But I understood it that he has a white glove that he uses in contrast to that red or black or whatever it is, and he puts that on top of that so he can tell the shade better. She's bringing him a black Mara. Now, again, I understand your question. You're asking, isn't there a contrast in the Badika cloth itself? Why does he need an extra white thing? That's what you're asking me.
Yeah, so what is the red muffler that we're talking about?
That the rabbi has a red one, that he can put the black Mara in contrast to the red one.
On the little white piece of...
Again, this is your same question you asked me. I don't have an answer to that. Yes?
Perhaps... we've seen that the deep cloth can be washed and reused. And if something is washed and reused, then it's not as bright as it
could be. Could be that it's not as white as they want it to be in contrast. Could be. Something in my mind, sir. Where is it? Amarula. Kulam amuk mikan tame, near mikan tar. Kishachar. Right, black is said befavorish, darker is tamei, lighter is tahar. All five are that way. See, that's why when I started the Mishnah, I said these five don't mix. Because if you're going to tell me color three becomes darker, darker, turns into color two, and if it becomes darker and darker, it becomes turned one. So when is lighter tamei and when is light? I mean, it's one straight line. So that's why I said it's five different lines. Forget black. It's four different lines of red. And it becomes darker, it doesn't turn into the other red. And if it becomes lighter, it doesn't turn into the other red. That's why I started the Mishnah that way, because of this Gemara. What? I can't hear you. From this. Dear Mikan.
Is it an Aramaic spell on
the... Here, from this. That's what it means. Darker than this or lighter than this? Like black. So why did the Mishnah say it by black? The Mishnah did not say it by the five colors. The Mishnah said it by black. What's special about black if you tell me it's true by all five colors? Since black is a deteriorated red, so there you would have a habamina that lighter than copper sulfate is also a red that deteriorated. Kamashma, no. That the red that deteriorates cannot become less black than copper sulfate. That's why the Mishnah mentioned it there and didn't mention it by the other colors. Rabami Baram Amar, Kulat Amik Mikan Tame, Dia Mikan Nami Tame. It's not true. Even lighter, if it's in one of those four shades of red, even if it's lighter, it's Tame. Chutz Mishachar. Besides black, that lighter is star. So what is this year? If you're telling me even lighter is tamei, so what am I looking for when I say fenugreek water? If even if it's lighter than fenugreek water, you tell me it's tamei. So the Gemara lafuke dia de dia, lighter than lighter, and don't ask me what that means. Obviously, shades down. The next shade under is tamei. The shade under that is tar. Even if it's darker, it's tar. Chutz mishachar. And that's why I have to know the Shu'a Drabanan. So according to this lesson, if it's darker than fenugreek water, it's tar. It's only fenugreek water. Anything darker or lighter is tar. First lesson said, darker is tamei, lighter is tamei, except it's lighter than lighter, whatever that means. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, the Amik Mikan, Ma'isashir, Hanchari Bimasnis and Lukhalechar, you have a Sumik Tve Tame, if it's red or it's Tame, Diamikan Tor, Kishachar. Avagad Lightamasnis and Diamikan Tor, Al Gabi Shachar. Even though the Mishnah only says it by Shachar, who I didn't look cooler, Ramesh, I have more tests. This is it for now. I don't have any more tests than this. Thank you very much. Where am I? That's red. My day lukusa hushkar. It got deteriorated, that's why it turned black. Red that turns, deteriorates to black, Leah's dia to be lighter than copper sulfate. Dia de dia, shenitchemi marisa yaisemi dai. It's lighter more than necessary. I don't know what that means, meaning more than one shade. Amagmi kantar, in ma'aisem mara, who, avum hedem harbach, above the cloud, echem mishara maris, shamala, but if it got very red, up to a different level of red, so Rashi is explaining, at one point it gets darker and darker until it reaches another shade. But there's a gap in between, and the gap in between is tahar. That's what Rashi says. Yes?
Yeah, I think what I said a couple of days ago may work, which is that in terms of the shades of red, you can have a certain wavelength of light, a certain color of light, which can be either brighter or darker. But when that wavelength changes to another, then you have a different color.
You know, I'll agree with you because I don't understand what you're saying, so that makes it even better for me. But I really don't know what I'm talking about, and therefore I always agree to people when I don't know what I'm talking about.
It works.
I don't understand what wavelengths these things are. All I know is I look at a color, I see a color, and I probably can't judge colors and shades of red good, so to me it's all the same. Okay, if you want to, you can, but I, yeah, good. My turn. That's the Gemara by turn. Bakapara, Mabakula, Amig Mikanta, Medea Mikantar, Chuzmi Mezak, besides the wine mixed with water, Shamig Mikantar, Dear Mikantar. They're deeper than that, more red than the mixture is tar. Bakapara, Idilei Vedachi, Amukilei Vedachi. They tested him. They made it darker, he said it's tar. They made it lighter, and it's tar. He knew his colors. How strong is the person? The libei k'mashmi asai. The pshat is, he doesn't just paskin halacha, he carries it out. He can say darker star because he can tell the difference. Other people will say darker star, but when it comes to maisa, they can say, I'm not sure this is darker or not. Not him. He knew his colors to the point. How great of a man is it that he knew exactly what he said and was willing to paskin basing his knowledge of colors and be matter a woman to her husband because he was sure it's darker than the mazik of the Mishnah. It takes a person with, we would say in Yiddish, break the plates as broad shoulders. Rashi. It delayed Dama Daima Lemizka. They made it lighter. Not the Gemara
Vaitre. What would they think?
No, they wanted to know whether he's really set it again. Sometimes you pass on something like La Loka V'loy L'maisa. When it comes to it, you're not willing to take Achrayas that it's darker. You look at it and say, I'm not sure. I know darker is star. Is this darker? Is this lighter? There's a range, right? In your mind, there's a range.
All right.
You can know the halacha that darker than mixed 2-1, Mayim Ashirayni, Yayin Ashirayni is tar. Now, is this darker than Yayin Ashirayni or not? Are you willing to be confident enough to say this is darker? You have to be confident in your knowledge of colors. But if you're not so confident, you're not sure what darker and lighter means.
So saying something tummy is kind of like saying,
it could be, what happens when you don't know? Exactly. So look at this man that he's willing to say, this is darker and be matar. That means he's relying on his knowledge of colors to be matar a woman in Chai of Krisus.
Right.
Hey,
as Rebbe was saying yesterday with Baruch, your son-in-law would ask Baruch now.
No, he knows. Now, that it wasn't in Maris. That was in halacha. Of course, the more you know, the more you're willing to take achrayus for. It's always that way. When you don't know, you say the chumra because you're not willing to be meko. How do you don't take achrayus to be meko? It's easier to be machmer. Rashi says it in Be'ah, that Be'ah of Be'ah. Kaychu that teira adav. Rashi explains because when you don't know, you're machmer.
These are all descriptions of the same thing.
I don't know what you mean, the same thing. They're different colors.
In other words, when they describe what it looks like, what's star, what's Sunday, are there 100 other rabbans that came up with different descriptions?
No, the Mishnah told you the descriptions.
It's not a description.
The Mishnah told you the descriptions.
So
What is it telling us?
They're talking about what's darker than that description, lighter than that description.
That's not a description.
Well, that, it's not the exact description. This is a certain shade. It can be darker, it can be lighter. The Mishnah described a certain shade.
But there's an absolute color that there's something.
Isn't that what the Mishnah said? Well, that's the Shaila. Is darker more tamei or not? That's the Machloekas here.
This is Messira, right?
100%.
Kibush comes from people.
100%. Of course. 100%. You know, in Maris today, you go to Rav, some are make one brown, some are machmer on brown. How brown? What is brown? Heftig, search 3 days, all kinds of different things. And by the way, half the place can have a Messiah from Rabbi Shen, they have different Messiahs. It's an amazing thing. They have different Messiahs. Rabbi Shen said this, Rabbi Shen said this. You know, I wasn't there, I can't tell you. That's half the place, give me a lot of place. But besides for that, right, Rabbi Shen is Messiah. Rabbi first told me when he moved to Chicago, Rabbi Shen told him in Chicago the Weitzen Rav was Rav, and he held this as Mutter, so passing like him. That's what Rabbi Shen told him. That's what Rabbi first told me. That when he moved to Chicago, when he became a Rav in Chicago, Rabbi Shen said, in Chicago you have to be Mako. Even though I'm Machmer, you have to be Mako because that's the Messiah in Chicago from the Weitzen Rav who was a Rav in Chicago.
And they're not giving out color wheels to these
towns. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've never seen anybody give you a color wheel on this mask.
Color palette.
No, I've never seen. Again, I wouldn't bask it anyway, I told you.
The world would not send people to other abundance.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course. And those Rabbanim sent it back to him sometimes. Not the same Shiloh. But that's what always, the Rabbanim just say, go ask somebody else. And sometimes they go to the other Rabbanim and say, go ask somebody else. Right there. Rabbi Grumi used to send Rabbi Chaikin. He asked Rabbi Chaikin, I asked Rabbi Chaikin, Rabbi Chaikin says, and I sent Rabbi Grumi. He told me. Rabbi Grumi held that he was a Nairi Kabaki in Marks. Rabbi Chaikin. I'm just saying, when Rabbi Grumi himself, he sent it to him.
He was Kabaki in Marks?
In Marks. He was a Nairi Kabaki in Marks. I don't know, a woman came to me. She was getting remarried. And it was her seventh day, and she was getting married the next day, and she came with a thing. I looked at it, and I said to myself, I ain't touching this. I sent it to her by groomer, and he was mad to her. And for the life of me, I still don't understand how he did it, but Rabbi Groomer was Rabbi Groomer. And he when he was mad to her, he was 100% sure. That's the difference. His shimush, his messiah, his knowledge of colors, his ability to discern colors, which on a much greater level than mine, and therefore I don't even feel bad. I mean, it just seemed to be more than me, in many other ways too. Right, he karen karkum, like the crocus leaf, kind of lach v'layavish, it has to be moist, not dry. Okay, tanachada ketachtim v'loy kelyon, like the bottom leaf, not like the top leaf. Tanya yidach kelyon v'loy ketachtai. The other bride just says like the top, not like the bottom. But tanya yidach kelyon v'koshken ketachtai. Like the top and for sure the bottom, but tiny the ketachtim v'koshken kelyon. And the other one says like the bottom for sure the top. So what are we talking about here? We have different prices that talk about different leaves. Amar Abaya, klasa dari, there are three rows of leaves. Klasa tarfen havyan, each row has three leaves. Naka dara mitziah, v'tarfa mitziah sabiyatcha. Take the middle row and the middle leaf. That's the best one to check. So the bride said it says like the bottom, not like the top. It means the middle row, not like the top row. The bride said it says the top, not like the bottom, means like the middle row, not like the bottom row. The bride said it says like the bottom and for sure the top, that's the bottom leaf in the middle row and for sure the middle leaf. And the bride said it says the top and for sure the bottom means the top leaf and the middle leaf. Basically, the middle leaf is your best. But the top and bottom leaf also work by the middle row. But the top row and bottom row don't work. So the bride said it says the top doesn't work means the top row. The bottom doesn't work means the bottom row. The bottom and for sure the top means the bottom leaf before the middle leaf. The top leaf before the bottom leaf means the top leaf and the middle leaf.
I guess I was asking before about the color wheel or the color palette. How do they teach one generation after the other?
They, by Shemush. They come to the Rav and he keeps the Bedikah cloth and he goes through it with them. That's what happens. Dr. Rashi. Ketachten, Alatachten, plus the Dori, the Alan Havi, there are three rows, Sulam, Ayla, Mizu. Nakut, Dori, Mitzvah, Livdin, Gras, Adam. Batar, from Mitzvah, the Hum, Mishubach, Livdin, Mikulam, that's the best. Miyakula, Dorak, Shera, but the whole row was Kasher. Livdin. Vadukani, Ketachten, Veloi, Kalyan, when it says the bottom, not the top. Hogikam, Kishura, Mtsoz, Veloi, Kalyan, Amenu. Middle row, not the top row. Vadukani, Kalyan, Veloi, Ketachten. Kishura, Mtsoz, Veloi, Ketachten, Amenu. The middle row, not the bottom row. Then Kasher Livdin, Obadarim, so it has to be the middle row. But the Tanya Ketachta, Mikosh, Kikalya, the Mashmah, the Tabayuk, Sherim Livdin, they're both Kasher. El Shaoyim, Mishubuk, the bottom, top one is better. Rabadari Koy, that's not different rows. And Ra'alim, the Dorim, it's talking about the leaves in the middle row. Vahikamar, Ba'alim, Atachta, Shubar, that's clear, Mikosh, Kikalya, the middle, which is better. Dainam, So, Shubar, Moy, which is very clear. But the Tanya Kikalya, Mikosh, Kikalya, Hahikamar. Kalyan Kalyan, the Koshin Ketachtin Kalyan, I'm sorry, like the middle leaf. Bigushai, Adrak the Gemara Viter, Kiyasa the Kamid Rabbapo, Amalu Bigushai Ushaninu. You have to have it checked when it's still attached to the ground. Once it's detached from the ground, the color changes. Rashi Bigushai Shanunu, Livdig Man, Beloy Lachat Lishasan, not after they get harvested. We'll stop here, bring your Merchem tomorrow. So far, the test is not ready. They would have to go out in the field and check it, correct? Whatever it is, I'm not going to comment because I don't know.